Colleyville, Germantown, Lakeland, Arlington, and Bartlett have all hired a consultant to look at the feasibility of creating a separate municipal school district in each of those towns. It would require a minimum of a 15-cent tax increase and possibly even more, but it's a price many suburban residents say they're willing to pay in order to have separate schools. Despite the suturing image his last name calls to mind, Colleyville Mayor Stan Joyner is one of them.
The main thing that I hear, as I may have said earlier, is protect our schools. Whatever you do, protect our schools.
What are you afraid of? What's the threat?
Well, I think for us, it's the size.
Size is a concern you'll hear come up again and again if you talk to county politicians about the need for municipal schools. It's also not something the people planning school consolidation can do much about. If current enrollment at the Memphis City Schools and the Shelby County Schools stays the same when the two systems merge, then Shelby County Schools will swell from about 47,000 students to more than three times that size. Germantown Mayor Sharon Goldsworthy is also aghast at the prospects of a larger system.
I think the sheer size of the system, large urban systems are not successful, and part of it has to do with the size.
Even merged Shelby County Schools will still be significantly smaller than the big three urban school systems, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. New York City's public schools have more than 1 million children. There aren't 1 million people living in Shelby County. But consolidation will change more than just the size of the district. It will also change the character from largely suburban to much more urban. And again, that's not something the people planning consolidation can do much about. Right now, none of the students in Shelby County schools come from inside the city, and about 37% of them are poor. After merger, about 70% of Shelby County schools' students will come from Memphis, and about 70% of them will be poor. So after merger, the composition of Shelby County schools will look a lot more like those big three urban school districts, all of which have student bodies that are more than 70% poor. And because nationwide, poor kids score worse on standardized tests than their middle-class counterparts, it's likely that test scores for the unified district will drop, at least initially. These are concerns that are worth discussing. Again, Mayor Goldsworthy.
When you mass large numbers of students, and students have varying needs, I think it just becomes more and more difficult to make certain that all the necessary attention is focused on all the students.
So you're concerned, you know, the Memphis City Schools, which are right now, they're close to 90% economically disadvantaged. The number's 87. That will take attention away from Germantown students?
I don't know that. In the Shelby County Schools, somewhere 35% or so of the students are economically disadvantaged. You know, they have all been embraced by the Shelby County Schools.
Yeah, but there is a reluctance in the county to embrace the Memphis students.
I can't speak to how other people feel about it. The quality of life for all of us, it really depends on how well the children, particularly in Memphis, are educated. How we get to that, therein lies the challenge. You know, we believe that municipal districts can be seen as part of the solution rather than something separate from it.
The consultant's report about the feasibility of municipal districts is due in January. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.